You're listening to 英语优选 AU English. Today's keyword is fitness. It means the quality or state of being fit, good physical condition, being in shape, in condition. 健身健康 Here is an example. Your fitness goal should determine the way you exercise. 你最终的健身目标决定了你应选取的运动方式。那大家的健身目标是什么呢？今天我们一起来聊聊一个奇葩小伙的虐心 fitness goal. In the US, a fitness trainer has lost 70 pounds in 6 months after he purposely gained the same amount, just like it has never happened before. Manning 在他的新书里写道，许多人通常都以遗传或其他因素作为超重的借口。但实际上，是否超重应该取决于你自己是否想保持健康。His view sounds reasonable, but his clients don't buy it at all. When he thought he failed to push them over to the light side, he came up with an idea. 他决定亲身尝试一下，心里也许在说，有什么难的？老子吃胖了再减给你们看。He gave up the fitness center and started eating junk food and soda.Within 6 months, he went from about 190 pounds with a 34-inch waist to over 260 pounds with a 48-inch waist. 除了身材的变化 ,Manning 的妻子也看出了他跟以往很不一样。他说 ,He was so insecure, saying I'm so fat, I look so horrible, constantly complaining about how he looks.What Manning didn't realize before is that the effects of weight gain could be way more than physical. It affected his self-confidence. Manning 说，他没有意识到体重增加造成的影响，那改变了他的人际关系，甚至影响了他的自信，印证了那句老话呀 ，No 做 no die, why you try? You 做 you die, why you cry? Manning 重回健身房，并称，我最大的体会是。肥胖不仅仅是生理问题，与饮食、工作等因素都有关系。更为关键的是，它也是精神和心理问题。尽管许多专家都说，在如此短的时间快速增肥又快速减肥非常危险，但 Manning 表示他并不后悔。广大支持者们也深受 Manning 的减肥故事的鼓舞。所以，朋友们，让我们以健康为前提，好看为目的。坚持健身吧，你可以的。See you next time.